This is the VNet Radio Podcast with guest host Alan Carpenter and our very own Matt Wertel.
We are operating at very different times, are we not, sir?
Yes, we are. So I'm operating out of my kitchen this morning. So,
well, it's very timely that you are, because part of what we're going to talk about today is people working from home. Which is, you know, the new normal for a lot of people. And how do you do that safely? You guys are, you know, used to dealing with companies large and small and typically how they do things. But working from home is a whole other thing. And you've got this great resource that I've been looking at. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we've, you know, once the COVID-19 kind of started ramping up, we started to implement our kind of work from home strategy, a remote worker strategy. Being a technology firm, we're kind of ahead of the curve compared to with potentially most organizations out there, being that we have moved a lot of our platforms that we use to the cloud. Obviously, a lot of our team members have laptops and other remote working capabilities. So, you know, we built a website. It's at vnet.us/COVID-19, which really kind of gives an overview of some tips from working from home, some different resources, so information about Microsoft Office 365 or Microsoft Teams, some really great, powerful tools to be able to continue to communicate effectively between team members if you're working remotely. But we understand that it's a challenging time for everybody, as I tell customers and people every day during this kind of evolving time span, that, you know, we're all kind of working on a big social experiment now, taking most of the workforce and moving it home. And I think coming off on the backside of this, once everything settles down, we'll tend to learn some new things and hopefully be able to take those lessons and apply them to our daily lives as we go forward. But we definitely want to make sure that everyone is safe and secure and stays healthy. So I know that, you know, our company is focused on that, as are many companies out there, and, you know, kind of embracing the new normal for the next, hopefully, few weeks or a little bit longer, depending on how long this goes forward. So we definitely wanted to be ahead of it. So that's why, like I said, we built this website. You know, our team is working remotely. So we're communicating with customers via email or Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, to at least try to share tips, tricks, anything that we can do to really, you know, try to mitigate any challenges that you might have moving your workforce to home.
And, you know, not to put too happy a face on it, but once we're on the other side of this thing, I bet there are companies out there that are going to say, hey, you know, due to necessity, we had to start using a lot of these tools like Microsoft Teams, and you started, you know, open a lot more channels that allowed us to communicate remotely. And there's right. No reason to continue using those resources moving forward.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's what we've been talking with customers and clients about, is really, you know, this is an opportunity to really, one, you know, if you didn't have a disaster plan, I think a lot of us talk about business continuity and disaster plans in terms of, you know, physical disasters, be it tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, fires, those sorts of things. A lot of us really didn't think about, you know, a global pandemic as kind of a disaster recovery scenario or business continuity scenario. So we're really starting to break the mold in terms of what we need to find and what we need to think about in terms of, you know, kind of our business processes, you know, how we can be flexible working. And, you know, we're working with a lot of customers to spin up remote working capabilities through VPN connections or, you know, Office 365 or other cloud applications. So, and a lot of companies have had these applications maybe in place for some time, but haven't fully leveraged right. All of the tools that come in those applications. So, you know, now is the time to really put those applications to the test. You know, unfortunately, with the workloads that are hitting those applications, we're hopeful and we haven't seen any degradation in services thus yet from Microsoft or other big providers in terms of the performance of those applications. So, you know, they're standing ready and saying, hey, we're going to be able to scale up and meet the demands of, you know, the global organizations that are going to be using these applications. So, but yeah, to your point, Alan, kind of on the backside of this, we might find out that, hey, we actually can do more work from home. We can be better prepared as a organization or as a country as a whole. and it helps us prepare for hopefully not the next pandemic, but whatever comes down the road that's going to require kind of an all hands on deck type of response from not only large organizations, but every organization, small, large, and otherwise.
You know, Matt, when you mentioned briefly VPNs, and you've talked about it before on the show, I would imagine using a VPN, especially when you have employees working remotely, that's got to be just foundational, because you've got so much sort of classified or confidential information, you know, just going back and forth from all sorts of places.
Right. So one of the things that we've stressed on our website and also in conversations with customers is that even though we are moving the workforce to home, we still need to maintain the same security protocols and practices that we employ in our physical locations for our companies as we do at remote. So spinning up additional VPN resources, we've been doing that for the last week or so. Going through and making sure that everyone's got their two-factor authentications turned on Microsoft Office 365 or their applications, because now they're logging in from, outside of the organization.
Right.
Really understanding what people really need access to if they are working from home. So only giving people access to what they really need and not necessarily, the entire kingdom. Really understanding, how are we going to answer the phone? Do we need to be forwarding phone calls to cell phones? Can we be forwarding voicemail to emails? Do we need to change phone trees? I mentioned Microsoft Teams before, so I was just at a nonprofit yesterday working with them, kind of going through some training and getting them set up on that so they can use, the chat and just calling tools of Teams as kind of a communication effort internally. How are we going to share files? We're using OneDrive, Box, Dropbox, other tools, Google Docs, to access files. But to your point, we need to make sure these things are all secure, because at the end of it, we don't want to open ourselves up to a security breach just because we're working from home. Also, if somebody's working on their personal computer versus a company-issued device, that opens up some other challenges. So making sure that, yes, they're logging into a VPN. Do they have antivirus on their computers? We just need to be smart. Yes, it's kind of a very troubling and difficult time for everybody, but we still need to take the same precautions that we do in the office as we would do as at home as well.
Yeah, and the other side of that, when you're talking about all the information going back and forth, the other side of that, I suppose, is backup. I mean, that makes backup even more crucial than it already is.
Yeah, so that's where kind of going through this training, and it's been very, like I said, abbreviated because everybody's been moving so quickly, is where am I storing my files? How am I storing my files? How do I get to files? Am I backing things up? Okay, I'm not saving things locally on my personal computer that could be hacked or could be stolen after the fact or during this transition. Also, one of the things that we've been seeing, because it's a perfect opportunity and hackers and scammers will take any opportunity to take advantage of. We've been seeing a lot of malicious or spam emails come through that people are sending, hey, here's the latest COVID ID number of cases in Erie County or in Pennsylvania. Click here for more information. And, people are clicking in there and they're downloading some application and running it on their computer to then get access to people's network. So, it's one of those things that, HR managers and CEOs are sending tons and tons of communications, probably more than ever, to their employees as to what's going on. We also need to take the same precautions to read those emails and think before we click. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't look right, don't click on it. If it asks you to install something, probably ask a question. I know most IT departments are probably overloaded with remote worker requests, but still, save them the time and the effort of infecting your network, because there wouldn't be anything worse than getting cryptoed during this time of need where everyone's trying to work and keep their customers up and running. So we're seeing a huge uptick in those sorts of things. So we have some links on our website about what to look for and don't let your guard down. in terms of your security practices just because you're working from home or checking things on your phone more oftenly than you used to.
Right, and don't let your curiosity get the best of you. We all want the latest and the greatest right. news about this. Obviously, we want to know what's going on, but don't let that make you. And obviously, we talked about it last show, you know, check the URL that it's trying to take you to. Sometimes that's a dead giveaway because people don't even look.
Exactly. So and sometimes the spelling might be very close to what it is, what it should be. You know, it could be instead of cdc.gov, it could be cdc.something else. So it looks very similar. They could be spoofing the exact website. But if you really want to know what's going on in the world, rather than relying on some email or some link that's coming into your inbox, it's probably the better the case for you to go find it. So
right.
go to the cdc.gov website, go to the, you know, the White House website, go to the, you know, the local news media websites directly. You know, don't rely on, you know, an email coming through. Just like I said, trust, you know, verify first and trust second right. before you click on something, because that could really create some internal, you know, IT pandemic if you click on something that then infects, you know, your network while we're all trying to scramble and try to make the best of the situation.
Yeah, and there's more people on the network than usual, so it could really be potentially
right.
bad. Now, since we are working from home, and obviously, ideally, we'd all like to have VNet fiber internet, with the internet we do have, is there any way to make it more reliable than it usually is? I mean, it's one thing to get a dropout if I'm downstairs with my iPad watching a YouTube video. But if I'm trying to do a conference or a meeting, or I'm talking to my boss, or I'm trying to FaceTime with a client, I really don't need that dropout.
Yeah, so that would be one of the things. I know some of the providers, especially some of the mobile carriers, have been taking off their data limits. And I think T-Mobile, AT&T, I'm not sure, Verizon, I haven't checked the latest updates from them, but I know a lot of the telecommunications carriers are kind of removing restrictions or providing free bandwidth upgrades during this time. So that would be the first thing to check. If you're seeing, hey, I'm not getting a good performance at home, you know, if you have Spectrum, call Spectrum, you know, that might be able to give you a bump of bandwidth. If you have data on your cell phone, you know, that's obviously an option as well, is that you could pair that with your laptop to use the data plan there. And like I said, most of the companies are removing restrictions for the data plans there. So, you know, just make sure that you've tested everything. That's one of the things that we've instructed not only our employees but our clients is, okay, we've set up all these remote tools. We sent the employees home. But you, as an employee, it's incumbent upon you to test everything and make sure that all the functionality is working properly, that you can continue to conduct your job as well as you could inside the office. And then, obviously, if there is a challenge, you know, reach out to your IT provider, or if your IT provider says it's, you know, a bandwidth issue, you know, then obviously reach out to Spectrum or your carrier, whoever you're using for your internet service. Us at VNet, we are offering our clients, you know, if they are experiencing a burst in remote worker capabilities and need additional bandwidth, we are offering that to them, and they just need to call us, and we'll make those accommodations to increase their bandwidth at their facility to accommodate additional remote worker capabilities. So, you know, we're all in this together, not only from the government, but all the organizations, large and small, that do provide services to companies. And, you know, so we're trying to do what we can to make it an easier transition for folks to work from home and make it as seamless as possible.
Yeah, and sort of to get down to the nuts and bolts part of it, I love some of the suggestions that you have on your particular page dedicated to this, because one of the ones has to do with buying a separate keyboard and mouse if you're working from a laptop. And I get that because I love my MacBook. I mean, I love it like a baby loves his blanket. But I hate writing news on my MacBook. I don't mind writing messages or, you know, doing social media, but I hate writing long-form stuff. So, yes, to have a separate mouse and a keyboard, if you're going to be working on that laptop for a long time, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, we've also had the discussion too. So one of the things too with using Microsoft Teams or using any other video conferencing apps and Microsoft, Google, I think Zoom, Cisco, they've all offered some level of free access to organizations during this time. So you can, even if you're not a customer now, you can sign up for free and start leveraging those platforms to be engaged, one, to engage with your employees, and two, to engage with your customers. I know us at VNet, we've canceled kind of all in-person meetings with clients and are transitioning all of those to either conference calls or video conferencing.
Yes.
But to your point, Alan, it's the same thing. It's, you know, what makes you comfortable and the most effective working from home. So you might need a USB headset. You might need a headset to conduct a conference call or do a video chat. Yes, it might be a wireless keyboard and mouse. So these are all things that, you know, you may not have right now. But that's those things, like I said, as companies are kind of transitioning working from home, you know, understanding what those needs are. You know, do I need another monitor at home? Do I need the wireless keyboard and mouse?
Right.
Do I need a webcam? Those sorts of things. So kind of making that checklist and obviously prioritizing, okay, you know, all of us don't have unlimited budgets. You know, at organizations, we have limited IT budgets. So understanding, you know, what's going to be the biggest bang for the buck. Fortunately, for most newer laptops, they come with video cameras in them, so we shouldn't need those. But, you know, what are some of the other cost-effective things that we can deploy to really make the at-home experience as effective as working from the office? And if we're not going to be in the office anyway, for some of us, it just might be, hey, I'm just going to take the monitor off my desk and take it home and plug it into my laptop, and away I go. And I've got a two-monitor setup. Or, hey, I'm going to take the keyboard and mouse from my desk at the office and plug it into my laptop at home. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of that. Just migrate the current facilities and capabilities that you have at the office, migrate to the house, and we're just migrating back. Yeah. Kind of once we're back working and operating as normal.
Yeah, and it's a great time to think creatively like that. Like, what parts of this that I work well with can I just, you know, take home for the next several weeks or however long we need to do this? One of the things... one of the accessories that my wife really likes, mainly because we travel a lot, but it also comes in handy working from home, which she's doing, is she has noise-canceling headphones.
Right.
She has an expensive set, but you can get them that aren't that expensive. But when you're dealing with so many distractions because you're not in the workplace, something like that can be a real lifesaver.
Yeah, exactly. So another one that we've seen a lot of people use, especially if you're on a lot of conference calls. So, and if you're using your cell phone from home as your mobile, as your main communication device, there's many manufacturers that sell them. We sell them. They're little Bluetooth speakers.
Yes.
So they can plug in or connect Bluetooth to your cell phone. They can connect Bluetooth to your laptop. And now you've got a speakerphone that has, you know, much better sound quality. You have the mute capabilities and all that kind of stuff on the speakerphone. So instead of using your headset, if you're not a headset person, as you alluded to, but, you know, noise-canceling headsets, you know, a little speakerphone that connects Bluetooth, you know, all of these things, like I said, a USB headset, pretty cost-effective devices, but can create a much more comfortable at-home experience. And then long-term, you know, if you're a mobile worker or will transition to be more of a mobile worker over time, you kind of have that tool in your toolbox to be able to leverage that if you're at a client meeting or mm-hmm. in an airport or wherever you're at, kind of managing your day-to-day workload.
Yeah, absolutely. And while you may work from the kitchen table for a couple days, you really need to set up that dedicated space, because this is not going to end in 3 or 4 days here. We are talking a number
right.
of weeks.
Yeah, and that's one of the things, too. I think a lot of us are, you know, so my wife is working from home. I'm working from home. A lot of us have kids that are now at home because the schools are closed. So you really need to figure out how you can carve out some space in your house, because most of us may have an office space that we have a computer, or, you know, we might just plop down on the couch and use our laptop. You know, if we're working from home or on a general basis, but hey, we're looking at an extended period of mobile work. So find a space that works. It might be, hey, clean off that table that's sitting in the garage and bring it back in the house, or, you know, unfold that 6-foot table that you usually use for picnics and kind of put it in the room and kind of set up your little command center, and make it as comfortable as possible with as few distractions as possible. We know that the dog might bark. You know, the kids might run around, but, you know, kind of that's one of the things that I think is going to change on the backside of this is that, you know, we're all working from home. We're trying to be as effective as possible, take care of our clients and keep kind of the economy running. Hey, if my child is screeching in the back or throwing a ball through the video conference that I've going on, I'm not the only one dealing with that. We're all dealing with the same situation. So, don't make it become a stressful situation for you that hey, my kid's running around and I'm embarrassed by it. Well, we're all running into that same thing. We're all dealing with it. So we've all seen the video of the professor or a person on TV with the child that walks into the room and his wife has to like drag him out of the room. That's going to happen all the time over the course of the next couple of weeks or months. I've seen some people, you know, if they work for a particular company, they may have grabbed a marketing banner or put their logo up or something and hung it in the room. So if they're on a Teams meeting or a Zoom meeting, you know, and they're on video, people can kind of see they work for one particular company or another. So kind of make it homey, you know, make it your own. You know, like you said, this isn't going to be a couple of days. This could be a couple of weeks or longer. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you're comfortable and, you know, figure out what technology pieces are really going to make that the most effective space that you can over the next period of time.
Right. And as I said earlier, we're in the last few minutes of the show here, but as I said earlier, when we come out on the other side of this, I think a lot of people are going to say, you know what, I don't have or I didn't have, a VPN set up. Maybe my internet security of business at my place of business isn't adequate, and maybe I'm not using all the digital tools I could be using to, you know, enhance communication and efficiency. And that's what you guys do at VNet.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing right now with lots of clients is really kind of having that conversation, understanding what are the needs that they have right now. So what do my workers need to do today? And to make sure that they're functional working from home. Like I said, it may not be a perfect world experiment right now. We just want to make sure people have the access that they need and the tools that they can do. It may not be as fast as you're working from your office. You know, there may be some other distractions, as we talked about, that you may or may not have at the office. But continue to, it's going to be a work in process. So we're going to continue to make them better. If there are other tools that we need to do things or we can deploy things while people are working remotely, those capabilities are now available. So one of the things that we've mentioned, and I know we're wrapping up here, but, we're fortunate to live in a time that we have the technology to be able to do these things. If we had tried to do this, 10 plus years ago, we didn't have the email systems and cloud systems were not up to speed. Everything was kind of housed inside of physical locations with offices. We've kind of started to make that transition and made it pretty fast. So people can work remote. You have mobile devices, which weren't very prevalent then. So let's take this opportunity, like you said earlier, to figure out what works, what doesn't work. And then on the backside of this, we can say, okay, here are the things that I need to deploy in my organization to really make sure that I can be effective working from home. If this happens again, it may not be a pandemic. It might be fire, flood, some other disaster that's going to create us to be dispersed again. This is what we do at VNet, and this is how we can, really work with your organization to prepare, because it is a challenging time. But luckily with technology and with a very dedicated and team, we can kind of work through with any organization what their pain points are and how we can kind of scale those up.
All right. If people want to find out more about VNet and what you do, how do they do so?
They can go visit our website. Right now we have a special page up just for COVID-19. It's vnet.us/COVID-19. And there's a bunch of resources on there right now that we were just referring to. And we're going to continue to add those resources in the coming days and weeks.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Alan. Have a good one. Take care. Stay healthy, buddy.
I'm going to try, sir. You too.
Take care. Thanks again. Bye-bye.